The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Shelby Brown on the run. Kicks on the right side. There's Jonak open for the jumper. It's up and good. She drains the three. And the lead back out to four here for Elm Creek.
Tonight, it's the girls' semifinals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament featuring Elm Creek, Pleasanton, Overton, and Amherst. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Phoenix will get the inbounds. They get to the free throw line here for Beavers. Beavers finds a backdoor cut. That's Fisher. And Fisher's going to lay it up and in. Nice little backdoor cut. And Addie Fisher is able to just lay that one in.
Once again, the FKC quarterfinals produced its share of upsets, including Pleasanton knocking off the top seed to advance to the night's game against Elm Creek. Game two will feature the Overton Lady Eagles taking on Amherst. It's the semifinals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament coming up next. But for the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushkar live from the Bureau Event Center in Kearney right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the beautiful Vero Event Center for the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, the 40th annual FKC Girls Tournament here on ESPN 1460. Randy Bushkutter with you. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball tonight as we'll have the girls' semifinals tonight here at the Vero Event Center. Bit of a surprise in the quarterfinals as the eighth seed, Pleasanton, got past Wilcox Hildreth 51-44. That earned them a trip against the fourth seed, that is the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes, who won it 44-33 over SEM. Our second game tonight will feature another team that's in after a mild upset. Eustis Farnham, rated in the top 10 in both the Omaha and Lincoln papers, fell to Amherst in Overton as Amherst won that one 48-38, and now they'll be taking on the number 2 seed, the Overton Lady Eagles, after their tough win over Axtell 55-51, so they certainly had to earn it. So a couple of minor upsets for two teams that are going to be on either side of the bracket here in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, and we really anticipate a couple of great games for you tonight. We'll begin, first of all, for Pleasanton and Elm Creek, and then later on tonight, it'll be Amherst taking on the Overton Lady Eagles. We're going to take a quick break. When we return with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take a look at our starting lineups. But first, we'll remind you that our pregame brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We'll be back for the starters right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center, and let's give you our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. We'll begin, first of all, for the home team, and that'll be the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs, who are going to be wearing their home white uniforms with the red trim as I make it. I might even get an assist as I pass the ball back to one of the Bulldogs as it rolled here on the floor. So for the Bulldogs, their starting lineups will be Kara Dowell. She is a 5'4 senior. She's averaging about 1.6 points per ball game. Autumn Pritchard is only a freshman. She's 5'5". She's averaging about 4 points per ball game. Mallory Pate's a 5'5 senior, and she'll average about 5.6 points per ball game. Taylor Nichols, a 5'6 junior, and Nichols is averaging 6 points per ball game. And Maddie Pates, a 5'8 sophomore, will also make the start as well. She's averaging about 1.2 points per ball game for head coach Eric Jones. Their strength of their team is probably on the defensive end. They only average 33 points per ball game, and they have their record has kind of struggled a little bit overall. 5-14 coming into the game. That's why they're the number 8 seed, but they have won 3 of the last 4 ball games, so they're on a bit of a roll here. Are the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs now for the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes? Their starters will be Shelby Brown. She is a 5'9 senior. She's averaging 11.8 points per ball game. Sydney Martin is also a senior. She is 5'4. She's averaging about 1.2 points a contest. Mackenzie Dio is a freshman, 5'5. She's averaging 7.3 points per ball game. Cassie Sutherland, a 5'5 senior, is averaging 6.1 points per ball game. Check that, 8.1 points per ball game. And Corinne Jonak is a 5'6 senior. She's averaging 8.5 points a contest. Your starting lineup brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. And our national anthem tonight, actually going to be performed by a couple of Lady Bulldogs. Doing the national anthem will be Mallory Pates as well as Breanne Zimmer. So it's kind of neat to see a couple of players in uniform who will actually be performing our national anthem. Unfortunately, we don't feel like maybe we can mic it up as well as we would like. So we will actually step away during the national anthem, and we'll be back with the tip between the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes and the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs. We'll do that when we continue here from the Vero Event Center right after this timeout.
Zimmatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimmatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimmatic dealer.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's Family Foods in Elm Creek, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
And welcome back here, as the tradition over years past, especially since they've been here at the Vero Event Center. We're announcing all the players, the starters and non-starters for both Elm Creek and for Pleasanton. Again, Elm Creek, they will be in their road dark blue uniforms. Elm Creek across the front, even though they're seated better, they are actually going to be the visiting team here after that upset that was pulled by Pleasanton in the quarterfinals, as they won that one 51-44 over top-seeded Wilcox-Hildreth. So the number 8 seed has advanced here, and they now have the top of the bracket, so they'll be in their home white uniform. Elm Creek will be in their visiting blue. Don't forget our second game tonight, Amherst and Overton. That'll be our next semifinal, as the number 6 seed Amherst will be taking on second-seeded Overton in our second game, which is scheduled for a tip of about 8 o'clock here. Don't forget on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM tonight, a couple of quarterfinals for you, but a little bit different than the Luplat Conference. They're kind of a day behind, as they're in their quarterfinal stage, not the semifinal stage. So first will be the Wood River Girls taking on second-seeded Ravenna Girls, and then the boys game will have top-seeded Ravenna taking on the Kearney Catholic Stars, who are the number 8 seed in the Luplat Conference Tournament. So those games are going to be on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We're going to take a one-minute break. We'll be back with a tip right after this.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
And welcome back here. Handshakes going on right now between these two teams, who are obviously very familiar with each other over the years. Elm Creek earlier this year was able to win at home against Pleasanton, a final in that one of 54-40. One of the reasons why they're seated a little bit better here in the conference tournament. They are the number 4 seed, Pleasanton the number 8 seed. But again, they upseeded top-seeded Wilcox-Hildreth in the quarterfinals to land themselves a spot here. And both teams now breaking their huddles almost simultaneously. A little bit different. The whole team was together in the huddle over on the Elm Creek sideline. The starting five were out there kind of by themselves, getting themselves pumped up as we're just about ready to put the ball in the air here. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. For Elm Creek, doing the jumping is going to be Shelby Brown. And for Pleasanton, it's Maddie Pates. And the ball is in the air, and it's going to be controlled by Elm Creek. They're going to attack it right away. That's Deo, who's going to work it back around the perimeter. She cuts it back out here for Jonak. Cut her in the lane. That's going to go to Sutherland, and Sutherland is going to lay it up and in. First 2 points of the ball game belong here to Elm Creek. And they're going to pressure the ball a little bit after it gets across the timeline. Jumper on the right wing, no good. Long rebound is going to be taken out of there by Deo. So Deo is able to snag the bound, and they're going to slow it down as they bring it across the timeline. Sutherland uses up the dribble, gives it top of the circle here for Hannah Robbins. And Robbins will give it off. A little floater on that right side, a little strong here for Cassie Sutherland. So Sutherland missed the shot, but the rebound in the corner, and now a jumper there is Deo. Deo's baseline J is no good. And coming down with the rebound here is going to be Pritchard. So Pritchard is able to pull down the rebound, and she'll bring it in the offensive zone, and her pass is going to be knocked down and stolen away by Sutherland. So Sutherland makes the steal, and she loses the ball in underneath, but it goes off the hands of one of the Bulldogs. Shutting her off on the drive there was Taylor Nichols, and it's going to be off of Nichols and out of bounds. So Elm Creek underneath their own basket, going to inbound here as Cassie Sutherland is going to line them all up along the lane, and the officials are going to be talking about something with the clock here, because one end of above one of the rims, there is a clock that is functioning, and above the other, it is not. So they're going to try to adjust that, because it does give an advantage to one team over the other, and that's the problem. So you either have to have both of them working or neither one of them working. So that's the reason for the delay right now. With the delay, we're going to take a quick break here. 2-0, 6:53 to go here in the first quarter. Quick timeout on the court. We'll be back right after this.
Newtek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put Newtek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit Newtek at yieldleader.com.
Newtek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Decided not to wait for the clock to be fixed, and Elm Creek was able to inbound it. Deo hit a jumper on the inbounds play, so they now lead 4-0. Quick little jumper that's rebounded by Shelby Brown as Brown pulls down the miss here for Pleasanton, and now you're all caught up as Elm Creek has it in the offensive zone here. Nearly has it held up, and now it's knocked away. It's on the ground. Great hustle to get the ball back by Sutherland, and then Sutherland does have it stolen away by Nichols. So Nichols is able to eventually make the steal here, and she'll hand the basketball off to Mallory Pates. Pates on the right side throws it in the lane. Leaning in there is Nichols. Nichols lost the ball as she put up the shot, and it's going to be off the hands of Elm Creek and out of bounds. So good defense really there by both teams, and Pleasanton still looking for their first points of the ball game. They're inbounding underneath their own basket. They'll toss it in here for Dowell. And she loses the basketball. Elm Creek with the turnover on the run here. They'll knock the ball out of bounds with the hustling Bulldogs, because on the drive is Sutherland, and Sutherland has it knocked away from behind there by Taylor Nichols. Nice job of not giving up the easy basket and not committing the foul. But it's inbounded for Elm Creek. They're going to fire the three. Deo's three is no good, and a long rebound is tipped out here to Sutherland. Cutter in the lane, driving here is Deo. Deo jumper will not fall, and the rebound goes to the Bulldogs. Snagging the bound is Nichols, and in the offensive zone comes Pleasanton. Mallory Pates off of the screen, being harassed there by Hannah Robbins, and they'll force the turnover. Pleasanton took a little extra step with it, and that'll be another turnover here on the Dogs. Checking in, Kayla Stubbs. And rubbing the shoes as she checks into the ball game is going to be Mickey Ahrens here for Pleasanton. And the Dogs are going to go full court pressure, inbounded to Shelby Brown. Brown is leading a 2-on-2, and they'll slow it down, gives it to Robbins. Robbins in the offensive zone, works around the perimeter, open on the left wing if she wants to shoot it to Sutherland, but she'll give it top of the circle here for Robbins, and Robbins' pass is stolen away. So Pleasanton comes up with the basketball here, as it was passed right to Maddie Pates, and Pates will give it off for Pritchard. Pass on that left side. It's going to go out of bounds. And the basketball rolls in front of us. It was last touched by Elm Creek. Almost making the steal was Cassie Sutherland, but a nice job by the offensive player, Mickey Ahrens, to go for the ball, and changing that angle made it a little bit more difficult for Elm Creek to finish the steal. So Pleasanton maintains the possession here. As we're inside of 5 minutes to play in the first quarter, that pass on that left wing is knocked down. And talking with Pleasanton coach Eric Jones before the game, he said that what Elm Creek does real well is kind of pressure the wing, and that's how they like to enter the basketball for their offense, is out on the wing. So they've tried to work that in, and that certainly has been difficult for them to get it in the wing. Entry pass inside for Pates. Pates jumper no good. Offensive rebound up and good for Taylor Nichols. So Taylor Nichols is able to make the putback. And first 2 points of the ball game comes up for Pleasanton. And then a quick entry pass to Mackenzie Deo. And Deo is going to answer right back here with a quick jumper for Elm Creek. She hits the shot, and Pates now has it on the baseline. She's looking inside here for Maddie Pates. Now they do get it inside for Maddie. Maddie's going to take it off glass a little bit too strong, and the rebound is taken out of there by Shelby Brown. So Brown is able to snag the rebound. It is 6-2, and quickly on the drive, a pull-up jumper by Shelby Brown, and Brown will hit it in the lane. She had it on that left wing and then found that she had a little seam, and she drove up and was able to float that one in from about 9 feet away. Pass in the lane and an extra step. That'll be a turnover on Pleasanton. They got it to Nichols at the elbow, but a little extra step. Autumn Pritchard checking back in here for Pleasanton. And we got a timeout for Pleasanton. With 3:47 to go, it's 11-2. Elm Creek with the lead over Pleasanton. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back right after this.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. Been a very cleanly played game. And I misspoke. It is 8-2. They had 9 on the scoreboard. I fell into that little trap. It is 8-2 as right now Pleasanton will pressure the basketball, trailing by 6, and Shelby Brown brings it in the offensive zone with a pass to Mackenzie Deo. Deo's going to drive. Deo with a nice little floater. It rolls around on a friendly rim, and it is good. So 10-2 here for Elm Creek as they have really attacked the basket and gotten some good offensive production out of that. Aarons will try to work it around the perimeter. They kick it out. Here comes the 3. Left side for Pritchard. It's no good, and Brown is able to pull down the rebound. So Brown with the bound will hand it off here for Sutherland. They're going to pressure her. She kicks it up ahead to Shelby Brown at midcourt. Kick back now here for Robbins. Robbins thought about the 3. They'll give it off left side, and Jonak will fire the 3. And she hits it. So Jonak is able to stroke in the 3, and it's 13-2. Elm Creek with an 11-point advantage. Autumn Pritchard. Bounce pass on their right side. Coming top of the circle here is going to be Stubbs. And Stubbs runs into one of the Elm Creek players. And they're going to call an offensive push here on the Bulldogs. That's going to be a moving screen is what it's going to be. It's going to be on Nichols. So Nichols is called for the foul. That'll be her first. It will be an offensive foul. Pass up ahead to Medeo. Deo pass left wing. Having trouble handling is Jonek. And Jonek's going to throw it in the backcourt. Yeah, it's over and back. Trying desperately to save it was Cassie Sutherland. And Sutherland just ran out of room, and the official was right on top of it. Somebody zigged when they should have zagged when that pass went off, and it went a little bit too far. And Sutherland had to work hard to try to track it down and just got about 3 inches short of making it happen. Stubbs will give it off right wing for Mickey Aarons, kick into the corner, a 3 up and good. Nice stroke in rhythm was Autumn Pritchard, and Pritchard strokes in the 3-pointer, and that's her first points of the ball game. Right wing with it is Mackenzie Deo. Deo double-teamed. They're able to knock the ball on the ground. It's going to be a hell ball, and clapping his approval is head coach Eric Jones, as that will be an Elm Creek turnover. Possession arrow here is pointing to the Bulldogs. 13-5. Down by 8. Pleasanton has the basketball. 2 minutes to go here, quarter number 1. Mickey Aarons gives it off left side. Jumper no good. Shelby Brown pulls down the rebound. And they're facing a little bit of pressure, but Elm Creek's handling it just fine as Sutherland will bring it across. They try to double team. Over the top of it, she gives it to Deo on the right side. Deo gives it on the baseline. Jumper by Brown is no good, and we got a foul on the rebound. And that foul will be on Pleasanton trying to get to the basketball. Now be on Stubbs. That's her first. So Elm Creek will inbound underneath the basket. The Bulldogs will send Mallory Pates back into the ballgame. And for Elm Creek, Hannah Robbins back into the game. Ravenna leading Wood River in girls basketball 23-7 at the end of one quarter. That game on our sister station on Class Kids 98.9. That is the Luplat Conference Tournament. On the baseline, jumper here by Sutherland, and Sutherland just outside that three-point arc strokes in another three. And it's now 16-5. That's her first three-pointer. And the third here for the Buffaloes. On the baseline, extra pass inside, and Pleasanton an extra step. That'll be a turnover. So with a minute 24 to go, Shelby Brown will inbound it. You know, the scoreboard is up high over the court. That's one reason why they like to have those, the clocks anyway, right above the basket. Empty pass on the inside, knocked away. Sloppy pass, it's on the ground. Pleasanton had made the steal. Their pass back out is going to be tied up. And so both teams just turn the ball over. Well, they passed it up to one of the guards, but the guards was just running down to get a spot in the corner, and it just rolled and rolled and rolled, and the passer had to go track down the ball, and it ends up being a turnover. So Elm Creek has it here as we're in the final minute of the first quarter. Sutherland on that right side gets a nice bounce pass down low. Jumper good for Mackenzie Deo. Gives Sutherland credit for an assist there. As they collapsed, the defense collapsed on her, and she made a great bounce pass into Deo. And the pass is going to go through the hands, tracked it down in the corner. And dribbling one time on that line is Mickey Aaron, so that'll be a Pleasanton turnover. And right in front of us, inbound of the basketball for Elm Creek, will be Hannah Robbins. 47.9 to go here in the quarter. Cleanly played game. We've had a few turnovers, sure, but only two fouls have been called. Both of those have been whistled against Pleasanton, and they trail it here 18-5. Kick up ahead. With it is Jonak. She'll give the ball off here for Robbins. Robbins gets it on the corner. A little penetration here by Deo on the baseline. She'll kick it back out for Sutherland. Sutherland works around. Top of the key three here for Robbins, and Robbins will stroke in the three. So Hannah Robbins with that three-pointer, and we've got 20 seconds left as number 20. Amanda Pritchard brings it across the timeline. She'll give it to Kayla Stubbs. Stubbs in the lane with the catch is Dowell, and she'll dribble through, take it to the wing, bounce pass to Pates. Pates has it go off of her hands and out of bounds. That'll be another Pleasanton turnover. And 10.1 to go here in the quarter. Checking in for Elm Creek is going to be Shelby Brown. Brown in, Mackenzie Deo out. And the officials are telling Brown, in spite of the pressure, you have to stay put here. You can't run the baseline. They get it to Hannah Robbins. Robbins passes up ahead here for Ferguson. Kicks on the left side. Jonak, her three off the mark. Saved in underneath, but Elm Creek was out of bounds when it happened. So Elm Creek misses the three. They were the last to touch it. And now with 1.9 to go, Pleasanton has to cover the length of the court. Tossing it in is going to be Maddie Pates. Pates will toss it into the free throw line. They're going to catch it. They're going to chin it. And the buzzer will sound. And we'll head to the second quarter with Elm Creek having a commanding lead after one quarter. The Lady Buffaloes lead it 21-5 after one quarter. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this timeout.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. And pretty good shooting in that quarter here for Elm Creek as they hit 3 of 5 three-pointers. And so they're shooting 60% from behind the arc, and they lead it 21 to 5. Pleasanton does have the basketball first to start the second quarter. They work it around the perimeter. Mickey Ahrens on that right side being harassed there by Hannah Robbins. She'll dribble all the way down to the baseline. And Ahrens, nice little drive, but her shot is a little bit strong. Rebounded here by Shelby Brown. So Brown will pull down that rebound. And facing some pressure, Sutherland is across the timeline. She gets it back. She's near the jump circle as she'll pass it now for Hannah Robbins. Robbins gives it on the baseline. Penetration back out. And tracking down that long pass is Sutherland. Skip pass in the lane. Making the catch there is Shelby Brown. Brown's going to kick it out. Three-pointer here by Sutherland. No good. Offensive rebound for Shelby Ferguson. And they're going to work it back around the perimeter. They thought about the three. They had a look at it. And Jonak has it. And she'll have it on that right side. Working her way into Sutherland. And Sutherland begins the slip, fall, and that'll be a turnover. So defense holds there for Pleasanton, and Elm Creek with that 21-5 lead. So they want to have something positive happen here, does Pleasanton, because they can't afford to fall further behind. They need to find some way to whittle this lead down. Kayla Stubbs enters it on the baseline, gives it for Pritchard, and the entry pass is going to be kicked away by Elm Creek. So the Buffs will stay on the defensive end, and the Bulldogs will inbound underneath the basket. Mickey Ahrens will do the privilege. Off of the screen, she'll get in the corner for Stubbs. Stubbs' pass is going to be stolen away. With the steal, Hannah Robbins. Robbins in traffic is fouled on her way to the basket. Robbins came up with the steal, but on her way to the basket, and she was having a little trouble with the dribble because I think she was fouled on that dribble. And so the foul is going to be whistled on Pleasanton's Autumn Pritchard, and that is going to be her first. The inbounds shot is no good as they got it inside for Brown, and it was blocked and then rebounded by the Bulldogs. Great defensive play there by, I think that was Shelby. No, that was Kristen Tolis who came up with a nice defensive play. And then we've got a foul on Elm Creek. That'll go on Hannah Robbins. So around the perimeter we go. Facing some pressure here is Mickey Ahrens. Ahrens, nice little ball fake, created herself open, missed the shot. Nichols pulls down the rebound, and we've got a foul on Elm Creek. So Taylor Nichols will go to the free throw line. After the foul is whistled on Shelby Brown, that'll be Brown's first. So we'll take her time at the free throw line here. And the free throw is a little bit short. Score remains 21-5 as the free throw is off the mark here. So second free throw is now in the hands of Nichols. She is about a 46% free throw shooter, and she makes that one. So Nichols with a nice little job of hitting one of two here. And now Shelby Brown brings across the timeline. Her pass was tipped, but picked up here by Deo. Deo on the baseline, a little drive up and good. Just shot that over the top of the defense on that baseline. And it's now 23-6. Pass at the elbow. 15-foot jumper, no good here for Tolis, and it goes out of bounds. She was trying to track it down. She was the last to touch it. And so it will be an Elm Creek basketball here. And again, the Bulldogs are going to try to pressure full court, and on the inbounds near midcourt, it goes out of bounds. Landing on the sideline was Hannah Robbins. So that will be a turnover here on Elm Creek. Pritchard on the bounce. Gives it off of the screen left side for Stubbs. Stubbs working against some pressure here by Robbins. Gets it at the elbow. Picking it up is Nichols. Nichols, nice pass inside. The bucket is up and good for Kristen Tolis. Nice job there to get the ball inside for Tolis. Down the sideline, Dale has it, loses the basketball, and that'll be a turnover. Out of bounds, the ball goes. So the turnovers for Elm Creek begin to mount up here, but they still lead it by 15 because they were able to shoot the ball so effectively in that first quarter. Dangerous pass almost stolen by Deo, but they get it to Nichols. Nichols gets it to Pates. Pates fouled on the body on her way to the basket. We've got a ways to go before we'll be shooting one-on-ones here. And the foul will be on Elm Creek's Corinne Jonek. Both teams have committed three fouls here with 5:16 to go in the first half. It is 23-8. Pleasanton down by 15, inbounds it. Stubbs kicks it off top of the circle, and Autumn Pritchard with a little extra step. As she got started, that'll be a turnover. Call for the travel. Robbins will toss it in. Shelby Brown dribbles twice. Traffic kind of clears, and now she'll just hand it off here to Sutherland. Has it across the timeline. Brown's got it at the elbow, kicks it out. Here's a nice-looking three by Deo, and she strokes into three. Really kind of a nice little trail three there, because not only was Deo open, but she also had that immediate screen set up by Brown. She handed her the basketball. Entry pass then going to be stolen away here by Sutherland. So Elm Creek comes up with the steal. And again, Shelby Brown has the basketball. She's got it well behind the arc. She'll kick it off on the right side. Brown sets a screen as they work it around the perimeter now. Sutherland's got it. She'll throw it in the corner here for Deo. And that's a little bit too high as Elm Creek turns the ball over. Unofficially, 12 turnovers for Elm Creek and 11 here for Pleasanton. And we got a timeout here for the Bulldogs. They trail it 26-8 with 4:27 to go here in the second quarter. Timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back right after this.
Pleasanton Meat Processing is your custom beef and pork processors. They can handle it all. USDA steaks are available. They can smoke your orders, and they have barbecue beef and pork. So next time you're looking for a processor, look no further than Pleasanton Meat. They can get your processing done in great time and all the cuts you want made to order the way you like it. Pleasanton Meat Processing says tear them up, Bulldogs.
Well, Pleasanton right now, we need to get something going here offensively. They trail Elm Creek here 26-8 in the second quarter here. And don't forget our second game tonight, Amherst and Overton, right here on ESPN. Don't forget that tomorrow we'll have the 59th annual Boys Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, as we'll have Elm Creek again for you tomorrow at 6:15. They'll be taking on Amherst. Elm Creek, the number one overall seed. Wilcox Hildreth will then be taking on Overton in the other semifinal. The top four seeds on the boys' side advancing here in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament as Elm Creek and Amherst, followed by Wilcox Hildreth and Overton tomorrow, right here on ESPN 1460. Here 26-8 with 4:27 to go in the second quarter as the Bulldogs down, bring it across the timeline. Pritchard, bounce pass right side. It goes through the hands of Pates. Pates was able to save it, but right into the hands of Elm Creek. So that'll be another Pleasanton turnover here. And across the timeline is going to be Sutherland. Sutherland wants it back, but they're going to throw it in the lane for Brown. Brown going to kick it back around the perimeter here for Robbins. Robbins gave it away. Now she'll snap it off on that right side. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by Taylor Nichols. But it is out of bounds. So Elm Creek will inbound it as Hannah Robbins will toss in here for Sutherland. Sutherland gives right side for Robbins. Back out for Deo. To Robbins. And a pass on that right side. Elm Creek took an extra step, and that'll be another turnover. It's been pretty balanced in terms of turnovers here. But Elm Creek did a little bit better shooting in that first quarter. That's why they lead it 26-8. On the left wing, Pritchard, she's going to skip it all the way out. Great catch there by Mallory Pates, but Pates was in no position to do anything with the ball. And they'll work it back around. Pritchard, defense there by Deo. They get it at the elbow. Taylor Nichols on that high post, and now back out here for Mallory Pates. Pates looks on the inside, passes tip, knocked loose by Elm Creek. Coming up with it. Nope, now the steal. The steal here by Robbins. Robbins on the drive is going to be fouled by Autumn Pritchard. So Robbins is able to make the steal, and we'll see whether or not she's able to make the free throws. She'll have two of them coming up here. As the foul is whistled on Autumn Pritchard, that is going to be her second. First free throw is no good. Score remains 26-8. And the second free throw is also a little bit short, but a long rebound taken out of by Robbins. Robbins, great hustle to get that basketball back. And she's got it now between the circles. On the elbow, they get it to Brown. Brown kicks it out. Open jumper on the right wing by Sage Martin. Martin's jumper is no good. Offensive rebound in underneath by Brown. Brown with another shot won't go, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Pleasanton. So Shelby Brown with a couple of looks on the inside after the miss. So their shooting percentage is going to go down here for Elm Creek, but they still have possession. They had three shots there, and now they'll still have an opportunity because they inbound it for Robbins. Robbins now is going to fire the three, back of the iron, and no good. And that long rebound tracked down by Mickey Ahrens for Pleasanton. And Ahrens lets traffic clear. She throws it in the corner. Ball fake here by Dowell. She'll skip it out here for Pates. Pates, long three. It's no good. And the rebound by Dale. So here comes Elm Creek. They're going to slow it down a little bit. Sutherland brings in the offensive zone. And now the pass on the left wing. And an extra step. Losing the ball as she was making the move is Shelby Brown. And so Brown took an extra step, and that'll be another turnover. 2:13 to go here. Second quarter, 26-8. In the quarter, Pleasanton has scored three, and Elm Creek has scored five. So this second quarter has been an offensive struggle for both teams. On the bounce, here is Mickey Ahrens. Ahrens has used the dribble. She'll give it top of the circle for Nichols. Nichols, little runner, and she banks it in. Nichols driving the lane, and she's able to bank it in. And now it's 26-10. Sutherland, with a 16-point lead, has it across the timeline. Five-second count was on her, so she's able to find Shelby Ferguson. Ferguson gave away, gets it back. She'll fire a long deuce on that right side. It's no good. And the rebound ripped out of there by Breanne Zimmer. So Zimmer is able to pull down the rebound. And bouncing over there is going to be Mickey Ahrens. Ahrens lost the ball, but she lost the ball because she was fouled. There is a whistle on that far side. And that'll be a foul here on Cassie Sutherland. That is her first. Both teams have only committed four fouls with a minute 28 to go here before halftime. Neither team has been real aggressive in terms of driving, and so the defense hasn't committed those kinds of fouls as people have been slashing to the basket, and neither team has been real handsy either. So not a lot of fouls called because there's not been a lot of fouls committed. Mickey Ahrens between the circle. Bounce pass on the right wing. They'll get it off here for Mallory Pates. She'll look inside this zone defense, kind of a modified 1-3-1. And they get it back to the elbow here for Breanne Zimmer. Zimmer kicks it out, driving is Dowell. Dowell back out here for Mallory Pates, and now really slowing it down is going to be Mickey Ahrens. Final minute of the second quarter as Ahrens will give it off right side, and losing the ball is Kara Dowell, and that'll be a Pleasanton turnover. She was able to track it down, but not until she dribbled it one time on the sideline. Again, here at the Viero Event Center, you're a long ways away from a wall when you shoot, but it doesn't seem to bother the shooters very much because it's dark enough behind there that they really can figure out the depth of where they're shooting at the basketball. Both teams shooting the ball. Yeah, I don't think it's really a factor. Up ahead, Shelby Brown loses the ball on a drive in the lane, but right to the hands of one of her teammates. Quick jumper here by Deo. Deo shot, check that, not Deo shot, but Ferguson shot is no good. And a rebound is taken out of there by Zimmer. 30 seconds to go before halftime. Picking up the basketball is going to be Mickey Ahrens. Marins just gives it to Zimmer. Back to Ahrens. Pass is tipped, but picked up here by Pates. And Pates is able to find an open space. And she'll hit a nice little baseline jumper. Now cut the lead down to 14 with 14 seconds to go. Jonak gets it off. Driving here is Brown. Brown in the lane. Shot off glass. No good. Tied up. Rebound. No. Pleasanton comes up with it. They work it up ahead. Long pass out to Dowell. And Dowell took an extra step and turned it over with 2.4 to go. Hustling back to make that play a little bit tougher was Shelby Ferguson. So there's only a couple of seconds here for Elm Creek, and they're going to inbound it, and they're just going to put it on their hip. Here comes the horn, and that will do it for one half of basketball. Both teams head into the locker room, and Elm Creek has a 26-12 lead after we played 16 minutes of ball. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. And here we are at intermission with Elm Creek leading at 26-12 over the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs. Don't forget, on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, we have a doubleheader in the Luplat Conference Tournament. They're in the quarterfinals, so their format tonight is a little bit different in that you've got a boy-girl doubleheader for you. The first game has the Ravenna girls taking on the Wood River girls, and right now the Lady Blue Jays with a 28-14 lead on their home floor. Second game of tonight will have top-seeded Ravenna's boys taking on eighth-seeded Kearney Catholic. Again, that'll be on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Our second game here tonight will have Amherst and Overton in our second girls semifinal. And here at the break, it's the Elm Creek girls 26-12 over Pleasanton. And just take a look at some of the stats, team stats that we can kind of compare for you. 14 turnovers for both teams here in the first half. Elm Creek doing a better job of rebounding, though. They have a 14-7 edge in terms of rebounding. Elm Creek also, as a team, is 12 of 26 shooting the basketball. Pleasanton is 5 of 16. And Elm Creek, 4 of 8 from behind the arc. So they've hit 4 3-pointers here in the first half compared to only 1 for Pleasanton. The Lady Bulldogs are 1 of 3 from behind the arc. Neither team really been at the free throw. Both teams have only been to the free throw line once. Elm Creek is 0 for 2. Pleasanton is 1 out of 2 because there just really weren't very many fouls called in that first half. Both teams only called for 4 fouls in the entire first half. So it was a cleanly played basketball game. But both teams, as we mentioned, with 14 turnovers. So it was a little ragged, but in terms of fouls, it was a rather cleanly played first half of the game. Reminder for you, don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. We're going to take a quick break. We'll take a look at the individual numbers when we come back after this.
Zimatic center pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's Family Foods in Elm Creek, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. Let's check our numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Pleasanton. They are 5-14 on the season and unofficially shooting the basketball. They're shooting about 31% as they are 5-16 from the field here in the first half. And they trail at intermission 26-12. And so far, leading the way is Taylor Nichols. She has 5 points in intermission. Autumn Pritchard has 3. Mallory Pates with 3. And Kristen Tolis with 2 points here at the break. In terms of rebounding, it's Nichols that leads in that category. She has 4, Breanne Zimmer with 2, and Autumn Pritchard has a rebound here in the first half. Now for the, Now for the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes, who lead this one 26-12 here at intermission. Half their points have come from Mackenzie Dale. Dale with 13 points here at the break, as she has really played an outstanding basketball game. As I said, she's the leading scorer. In fact, she's got more points than what the Bulldogs have as a team. She's got 13, Cassie Sutherland with 5, Hannah Robbins with 3, Corinne Jonak with 3, Shelby Brown with 2 points here at intermission. Shooting the three-pointers, well, he had 4 different players who have hit 1 3-pointer. That's Dale, Sutherland, Robbins, and Jonak. All have hit 1 3-pointer. Unofficially, 4 of 8 from behind the arc as a team are the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes. Overall field goal shooting, 11 of 16 unofficially for about 42.3% here in the basketball game. And they've had a little bit more success in terms of rebounding the ball. Leading the way in that category is Shelby Brown. She has 7 rebounds here at intermission. Mackenzie Deo with 3 rebounds. And then you got Sutherland, Robbins, and Ferguson all with 1 rebound apiece. Once again, our halftime score, it is 26-12. Elm Creek with the lead over the Lady Bulldogs of Pleasanton. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Pleasanton Meat Processing is your custom beef and pork processors. They can handle it all. USDA steaks are available, they can smoke your orders, and they have barbecue beef and pork. So next time you're looking for a processor, look no further than Pleasanton Meat. They can get your processing done in great time and all the cuts you want made to order the way you like it. Pleasanton Meat Processing says, tear 'em up, Bulldogs.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
And welcome back to the Bureau Event Center. We're at halftime, 26-12. It's Elm Creek leading Pleasanton in our first of two Fort Kearney Conference semifinals. Let's get you updated what's happening tonight in the Luplat Conference Tournament. These games will be played at home sites around the area because they're in the quarterfinal stage. On the boys' side, second-seeded Ravenna right now is leading Wood River. This game on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. It's 28-14, Ravenna. The other game in Centura will have third-seeded Centura taking on Ord. St. Paul and Donovan Trumbull are playing in St. Paul tonight, and Kearney Catholic is hosting the Adams Central Lady Patriots at 7 o'clock on their home floor. On the boys' side, top-seeded Ravenna on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9, will take on the Kearney Catholic boys at 8 o'clock. Four-seeded Gibbon playing host to Arcadia Loup City. Third-seeded Ord will host Adams Central. And Donovan Trumbull is hosting Wood River. Donovan Trumbull is the number two seed. And again, the boys semifinals tomorrow here in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. We'll have Elm Creek and Amherst. We'll have that game for you at 6:15 tomorrow, followed by Wood River and Overton. Here it is Elm Creek with a 26-12 lead, and they've got the basketball to start the second half here. And tossing in the ball is going to be Shelby Hannah Robbins, as Robbins will inbound it. And in the offensive zone is going to be Elm Creek, and they pass it through the hands on that left side of Robbins and out of bounds. So pass that she really had to kind of work hard for it just to get her hands on. And that'll be a turnover. So first possession of the second half for the Bulldogs. Using upper dribble here is going to be Mickey Ahrens. And Ahrens' pass is going to be off the mark, and Pleasanton will turn the ball over. Well, neither team really tore it up in that second quarter. Pleasanton scored only 7, and Elm Creek with 5. Elm Creek facing some pressure, and we've got a timeout for Elm Creek. Elm Creek facing that Pleasanton pressure, they call the timeout. With 7:22 to go here in the third quarter, timeout Buffalo is brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back after this.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
And welcome back here as just really not happy with how things have kind of started here is Elm Creek head coach Mike Ford. So he calls the timeout. And Elm Creek will bring it into the offensive zone. They handle the press this time. Jonak on the baseline, though, lost the basketball into the hands of Mickey Ahrens. So Ahrens has it across. She gave it away, now gets it back. And now she'll pick up a little bit of a screen on that left side, throw it in the lane. Nice little spin move there by Nichols. Nichols' shot won't fall. Offensive rebound is tipped around. Coming up with it with the jumper is Stubbs. Stubbs' shot won't fall. And finally ending the possession here is going to be Deo, as Deo will pull down the bound. And spinning down, falling down. But before she traveled, Cassie Sutherland was able to make the pass. Robbins throws it on the baseline. Good pressure put on Brown, but Brown with a nice little catch puts up the shot, no good, and then she is fouled on the putback. Shelby Brown, nice hands on the inside. As there was a couple of times that that ball was being tipped around, but she was able to come up with it, got an offensive rebound after missing the shot, and then the foul is going to be whistled on Kayla Stubbs, and the free throw is up and no good. So Stubbs with the foul. And now we've got another free throw coming up here for Elm Creek, as Brown, a 63% free throw shooter, will have her second free throw coming up here. It is up, and it is good. So 63% shooter makes 1 of 2, and it's now 27-12. On the bounce is going to be Mallory Pates. Pates gives it near midcourt to Kayla Stubbs. Stubbs will kick it out, and we're going to have a little block foul that's going to be called on Hannah Robbins. And we've had about as many fouls in the first 2 minutes of the second half as we had in the first 8 minutes of the first half. Stubbs works around the perimeter here for Pleasanton. Bad pass, but Stubbs gets it back, and she's able to handle it. But her pass is going to be knocked down and stolen away. With the steal is Dale. Dale with that left-handed drive. Lost the basketball momentarily. Gives it off for Brown. Brown has her shot blocked and into the hands of Tolos, who comes up with it. So a missed opportunity here for Elm Creek, as that shot in transition was blocked from behind. Entry pass, turned over. So here comes Elm Creek on the steal, and they lost the basketball in underneath, but last to touch it is going to be the Bulldogs. As hustling back, knocking it down is Mallory Pates. And now the inbounds here for Sutherland. Sutherland gets it for Brown. Brown's jumper no good. Ripping down the rebound is going to be Mallory Pates. As Pates snags it, lets traffic clear, gives it to Pritchard. And Pritchard will bring it across to 27-12. Offensive pace needs the pickup here for the Bulldogs, because they might have won the second quarter, but didn't score enough to really dent a large lead that they had after the first quarter. Loose ball picked up by Mallory Pates. Pates is driving on the way in, and she's going to be hand-checked. That foul is going to be on Jonak. That is going to be her second. And now we're getting a little bit more handsy here in the second half. We've kind of picked up the pace in terms of fouls. We only had four fouls the entire first half. We've got three. Excuse me, we had eight fouls between the two teams, and we've already got three here in the early stages. Off the inbounds, right side Stubbs. She's going to fire a three. It's no good. Long rebound stolen out of there, really, by Shelby Ferguson. And they'll kick it up ahead here for Jonak. Jonak behind the arc gives it now to Ferguson. Ferguson right wing. Deo's got it. Deo is shut off. Entry pass for Brown. Tipped around, and Sutherland comes up with it. Now Sutherland will drive. Sutherland will now head to the line, because we got a block on the inside. Getting there just a fraction late on the block is going to be Kristen Tolis. So Tolis with the foul, and we're going to be shooting a couple of free throws. That'll be her first. So two free throws coming up here for Sutherland, and the first one's good. Sutherland on the season, a 62% free throw shooter. She makes the first one. And the second one hits the front of the rim, but rolls around and in. Nice shooter's touch there. 29-12, 4:40 to go here in the third quarter. Pleasanton is down by 17. Top of the circle with it is Pates. Pates kicks left side. A little ball fake here by Autumn Pritchard. She'll give it back out for Pates. Pates now, a little runner in the lane. No good. Rebounded by Shelby Brown. And Brown is going to be fouled. After Brown pulled down the rebound, she was pushed. That's going to be a foul on Nickel. And so Taylor Nickel has picked up her second foul. Nobody really, because there wasn't a lot of fouls in that first half. Not a lot of foul trouble, really, for either team. Across the timeline, Shelby Ferguson has the ball knocked away from her by Mickey Ahrens, who plays it off the boards here. In hockey, that would still be alive, but there's no out-of-bounds in hockey. Shelby Ferguson gives it on that right side, and then making the steal, but then not getting her footing is Autumn Pritchard. And Pritchard just didn't have her feet in a very good spot, and so she's not able to finish the turnover. So Elm Creek will maintain the possession here as Robbins will toss it in. off of a screen. She'll get it for Sutherland. Back to Robbins. Pass in the lane. Now the kick back around the perimeter. Jonak will enter it on the baseline for Shelby Brown. Brown drives, kicks. Sutherland is open for the jumper. No good. Offensive rebound and a foul. Hannah Robbins with a nice little offensive rebound, and then she is fouled, and she's heading to the line. There was a lot of hands down there, and they gave the foul to Mickey Ahrens, and that's going to be her first. So Robbins shooting two here. And the first one is up and just a little bit too strong. So Robbins, a 46% free throw shooter, misses the first. Second one is on the way, and it is good. So that'd be right at her percentage then, wouldn't it? 30-12. Little jump stop on the right side in the corner. Long jumper here for Mickey Ahrens. Ahrens shot no good. Rebound out to Sutherland as Sutherland pulls down the bound. And she's got it up ahead. Gives it to Brown. Cutting back inside here is going to be Ferguson. Ferguson gives it on the baseline for Sutherland. Sutherland gives it back after giving away momentarily to Robbins. Little dribble on that left side. Kick out now for Jonak, who will fire a three. A little bit too strong. And over the back on the rebound here is going to be Sutherland. So Cassie Sutherland going to be called for the push. As Pleasanton wasn't able to quite, Elm Creek wasn't able to come up with that three-pointer. Nice ball movement. They got a fairly good look out of it. But the score is going to remain 30-12. 18-point lead for Elm Creek. With 3:16 to go. We're in the third quarter as Pritchard gets a screen top of the key. And she'll kick it for Pates. Pates well behind the three-point arc. We'll get it back out here for Pritchard. Pritchard back to Pates. Entry pass on the inside. Going to be knocked away by a hustling Shelby Brown. And out of bounds. For the Buffs. Checking in is going to be Sage Martin. Martin will come in. Shelby Brown will get a breather with 3:02 to go in the third. Bulldogs throw it in. Pates on the baseline. Backing in. Shot off glass. No good here for Tolis. Offensive rebound. No good. Another offensive rebound. And Taylor Nichols is fouled and will head to the line. Well, Nichols with a nice little rebound in there as they were involved in some pretty good hand-to-hand combat coming up with that basketball. Tolis got a rebound in there as well. But now the foul will send Nichols to the line to shoot two. And the foul is whistled on Martin, who just came into the ball game a little bit ago. That's her first. Free throw's no good. So Nichols will have one more free throw here. And Nichols is a 46% free throw shooter, 13 of 28 on the season. Misses the first, makes the second. So now 30-13. First points of the second half here for Pleasanton with 2:52 to go. Across the timeline, bouncing here is going to be Shelby Ferguson. They kick it out for Hannah Robbins. Robbins is going to fire a three. It's out of bounds as it hit just a little bit of the rim as it goes out. So Pleasanton in the offensive zone. They're not facing any pressure as Autumn Pritchard will just slowly bring it across. Now they double team her. And through the lane, driving here is going to be Tolis. Tolis with a little jumper, no good. Rebounded by Shelby Brown. So Brown pulls down the rebound. And Elm Creek will slow it down. They give it to Deo. Ball fake. Penetration here by Shelby Brown. Kick into the corner. Entry pass tip, but into the hands of Ferguson. So Shelby Ferguson has it. And they'll give it off here for Deo. Deo gives it off. Now on the baseline, Brown. Brown, nice little jumper up and good. So they worked the ball, finally got it to Brown on the baseline, and she was open from about 6 feet away, and it's now 32-13. On the bounce, Pritchard. Pritchard lost the basketball, and there's going to be a kick on the inside. They're going to say that getting that basketball was Elm Creek, but they kicked it. So it will not be a Pleasanton turnover. So the Dogs will inbound it. Nikki Ahrens to toss it in. For Elm Creek, coming in here is going to be Corinne Jonak. Minute 48 to go. 32-13 here in the third. They'll get it to Kayla Stubbs. Stubbs was open for the three, but she'll work it around the perimeter. Gives it to Pritchard on that right side jumper up and good for Mickey Ahrens. So that'll be the first bucket, the field goal of the second half as the ball is knocked out of bounds on the inbounds. No, they're going to say it was not touched. So that'll be an Elm Creek turnover. Not one of the Bulldogs that actually touched it, but they'll get it in. Will the Bulldogs, and Stubbs will fire a three, and she hits the three. So 5 points on the possession, and there is a whistle. There was a foul on the box out, and now Stubbs will go to the free throw line to try to finish it off. A four-point play. It's 32-18 as the foul is whistled on Brown, and that's going to be her second. So Stubbs strokes in the three. There was a turnover on this trip, and they hit another bucket, so they've already got five on this trip down court, and that three-point play is going to stay a three-point play because the free throw is missed, and Shelby Brown is able to pull down the rebound. So Brown with the rebound, and they'll work it off to Jonek on that left side. Jonek gives it back off here for Hannah Robbins. Robbins kicks it out. Jonek will fire a three. It's no good. Rebound into the hands of Deo, and Deo will stroke it in. So how do you do? They still find a way to answer back. The lead is 16 again here for Elm Creek. They lead it 34-18. Mickey Ahrens finding a little bit of rhythm. She kicks that ball on that right side, and she'll stroke in another three-pointer. And now a turnover on that left side forced by Mickey Ahrens. So Ahrens making a nice defensive play and also able to make the three-pointer, make the defensive play, cut the lead down to 13. Bulldogs right now starting to get a little bit of momentum. They're down by 13 as we're in the final 45 seconds of the second quarter, of the third quarter. Entry pass down low is a dangerous pass, and it's going to be a hell ball. The arrow is pointing to the Buffaloes. Excuse me, it's pointing to the Bulldogs, so Elm Creek will have the basketball. On the baseline, tossing in is Kara Dowell. Dowell will give it in. Falling down over there was Stubbs, but she gets it to Pritchard. With the basketball is going to be Tolis. Tolis gives it off right side. Another three-pointer. Good for Stubbs! So Kayla Stubbs strokes in another three-pointer. It's a 10-point ball game. 19 seconds to go here. Deo kicks it off left side. Jonak will fire a three. Rebound in underneath for Robbins. And Robbins, on her way to the basket, is fouled. So Robbins is able to pull down that rebound. After the missed three-pointer. And that's going to be a foul on Pritchard. And for Autumn Pritchard, that is going to be her third. So two free throws coming up here for Robbins, and the first one is no good. Score remains 34-24 with 11.8 to go here in the third quarter. 10-point lead for Elm Creek. Second free throw on the way, up and good. So inbounded here for Mallory Ahrens. Ahrens with the dribble. Stubbs is in her favorite spot. They'll flip it back out to her. She gives it, and it's going to be turned over at the buzzer. And now a three-quarter court shot. And it is going to be well short. Pleasanton with the turnover. Elm Creek really didn't have enough time to do anything with it. So we'll head to the fourth quarter with Elm Creek leading at 35-24. We'll be back with quarter number four right after this.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Frosty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here. Don't forget, we'll have the Misco Sports Postgame Show coming up in 8 minutes of action here, but we still haven't really decided who's going to win this one just yet. Right now, Elm Creek in pretty good shape. Not only do they have an 11-point lead at 35-24, but they'll inbound the basketball to start the fourth quarter. But they'll face some full-court pressure here. Tossing it in is going to be Hannah Robbins. And Robbins can throw it in the backcourt if she wants to. And she'll get it to a... Sutherland. Sutherland gives it off to Jonak, and Jonak's going to drive and score. Set play on the inbounds. Works to perfection here for Elm Creek because she drove to the elbow and gave it to Jonak, who drove the baseline on a little V-cut. Nice little set play off the inbounds to start the fourth quarter. On the baseline, in a little bit of trouble, is Mallory Pates. She's able to kick it back out here for Pritchard. Pritchard gave it away to Pates. Pates is going to fire the three. It's no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Corinne Jonak. So Robbins will set the offense here for Elm Creek. Driving on the baseline is Brown. Brown passed through the lane. It's on the ground. Tried to save it, and they roll it back out here for Brown. Great job by Sutherland to keep the ball alive. Roll it out to Brown, and Brown on her way to the basket is fouled. It's going to be a foul on Pritchard, and that's going to be her fourth on Autumn Pritchard. And so she's going to come out of the basketball game here. Sutherland to inbound it, trying to get it to Brown. It's knocked away from Brown. So Elm Creek will maintain the possession and will walk over a little bit and inbound it on the baseline on the other side. So it'll be on the left side for Elm Creek as they toss it in. Sutherland again will do it. And the bounce pass will go to Jonak. Jonak gets it in the corner for Sutherland. Sutherland has a hand put in her face there by Maddie Pates. And the ball knocked loose by Pates. Coming up with it was the Bulldogs. And the pass between a couple of Bulldogs, but tracking it down eventually here is going to be Mickey Ahrens. Mallory Pates made the steal and almost threw it away because Mickey Ahrens had trouble tracking it down as it was passed between a couple of dogs. In any event, Pleasanton has the basketball here after Elm Creek turns it over. And they're being very patient on that right side. And we've got a 3 second, maybe a little bit too patient. So Pleasanton turns it over as there's a 3 second violation. 37-24. 17 turnovers for Elm Creek, 18 for Pleasanton. Well, Elm Creek just threw it away on the inbound, so that'll change that number a little bit. So Pleasanton's going to inbound it. They toss in the basketball here to Mickey Ahrens. Ahrens working against some pressure by Robbins. Still has the dribble. 5 second count. Now she'll pick it up to reset that clock, and she'll give it to Kayla Stubbs. Stubbs gives it left side. Penetrating the baseline is Mallory Pates. Jumper no good. Gets her own rebound. She's going to lay it up and in. Mallory Pates missed the first one, but she didn't miss the second. And now on the backside, Pleasanton loses the basketball out of bounds. Mallory Pates, they say, last to touch it. So the Dogs, Elm Creek was the last to touch it. Turnover forced by Pates. And so with that Elm Creek turnover, it's becoming kind of interesting here. 37-26, 11-point ball game. And the team trailing by 11 has the rock. Ahrens picks up her dribble. She'll step into a 15-foot jumper. No good. Rebounded by Hannah Robbins. So Robbins with the rebound gives it to Brown. Brown up ahead here for Sutherland. Sutherland has it across the timeline. We'll pass it to Jonak. She's open for three. She fires the three, and she hits it. Corinne Jonak strokes in a three-pointer. 40-26. Elm Creek calls a timeout with 5:52 to go in the basketball game. Buffalo's lead by 14. Timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back right after this.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
And welcome back here. Well, a couple of three-pointers for Kayla Stubbs in that third quarter made things a little bit interesting here. But Elm Creek got a great set play on the inbounds, and they got a bucket just a minute ago with that three-pointer in the corner by Jonak. And it's 40-26, and that allows the Buffaloes to put a little pressure on here. They get it to Kristen Toldos, who checked in. She has it across the timeline with the pass to Autumn Pritchard. Pritchard kicks in the corner. Here's a three, up and good for Stubbs. She strokes in another three. And so Stubbs now with 9 points in the ballgame, all of them three-pointers. Sutherland across the timeline. It's 11-point ballgame, 40-29. Elm Creek facing the pressure. Deo finds a cutter. That's going to be Robbins. Robbins drives all the way in and scores. Deo near midcourt found Robbins at the right wing, and Robbins with a nice little drive there. Pritchard has it stolen away with the steal. Sutherland on that left-handed side. Puts up the left-handed layup. No good. Brown with the rebound, and Brown is fouled. So Pleasanton turns the ball over. Elm Creek can't hit the first shot, but thanks to the rebound, Shelby Brown will head to the free throw line. And the foul is going to be on Kristen Tolles. So two free throws coming up here for Brown. The first one is on the way, and it is good. So Brown now with 8 points in the ball game and 12 rebounds unofficially. .501 to go in the basketball game, 43-29, 14-point lead here for Elm Creek. And the free throw is a little bit short. Rebound to the Dogs as Pates is able to pull it down. She'll get the basketball to Autumn Pritchard. Back to Mallory Pates. Pates looks into that little zone defense, and a little ball fake is going to set up Pritchard for the jumper. It's no good. And Jonak is able to pull down the rebound. Facing a little pressure, slowly working it up as Sutherland. She'll get it to Shelby Brown, and Brown will turn the ball over. She has it stolen from behind. Nice play there defensively was Mickey Ahrens. Aaron gives it to Kayla Stubbs. She's got it between the circles. Now Aaron's in the corner. He's going to fire a three. Back of the iron, no good. And snagging the rebound again is going to be Shelby Brown. So Brown with another rebound. And Ferguson helps bring it across the timeline. We got a whistle away from the ball. And with 4:10 to go here, I think it's a hold on Pleasanton because they're looking to see whether or not that's enough fouls here. And, yeah, that's going to be now 18 fouls whistled on Pleasanton. The foul is going to be called away from the ball on Kayla Stubbs. That is going to be her third. But she was holding one of the Buffaloes, and that's Shelby Brown to be specific about it. So Brown's going to go to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. Brown's free throw rattles home. So Brown will hit the free throw. That'll earn her the bonus. She's a 63% free throw shooter. She's been there a lot. I think this will be her 106th free throw attempt of the season. She makes the first one, misses the second. And snagging the bound is going to be Taylor Nichols. So Nichols with the rebound, and Autumn Pritchard brings it across the timeline. 4 minutes to go in the basketball game, 44-29. Make it 32, because a jumper on the right side up and good for Mickey Ahrens. So Ahrens will stroke in that three-pointer. That's a big bucket. On the drive here is going to be Ferguson. Ferguson left-handed layup for Elm Creek. Good. They gave it to her on the left side, and Ferguson with a nice little drive. 46-31. They're going to say that previous shot was only a two. Jumper right side, up, no good here for Autumn Pritchard. Pritchard missed the shot, and it's going to be rebounded here by Shelby Ferguson. Ferguson gives it to Sutherland. Sutherland's pass is going to be knocked away. Pass on the inside on the inbound. Shelby Brown gets it, goes up strong, and she's fouled. Took a while for them to kind of snap it in there, but nice little drive on that one bounce by Shelby Brown, and Brown hit on the arm by Taylor Nichols. So Brown at the line to shoot two, and the first one's up and good. So she makes the first one, and it's now 47-31. Taking his time at the free throw line. Going to be Brown. Brown rolls that one home. Nice shooter's touch there for Brown. On the bounce here, Autumn Pritchard. Pritchard gives it up on that left side for Kayla Stubbs. Stubbs kicks it out for Ahrens, and Ahrens will hit a long two. Again, had her toenail on that line. That close to it being a three-pointer. In transition, Shelby Brown, little runner with that one hand, up and good for Brown. Well, they're not milking the clock. They lead it by 17, 50-33. And Pleasanton still has the basketball as they work it around. There's Pritchard. Pritchard back out here, top of the circle for Mickey Ahrens. Ahrens, again, toe on the line. Long jumper, no good. Stubbs is able to pull down the rebound. The kick out. A three here that's no good, and we've got a tied-up basketball on the rebound. It's a hell ball, and the possession arrow is pointing to Pleasanton. .223 to go in the basketball game, 50-33. 17-point lead right now for Elm Creek. Bulldogs inbounding. That's going to be Kara Dowell. So working around to Stubbs. Using up the dribble is going to be Autumn Pritchard. She'll get it top of the circle. Here's a long jumper for Ahrens, and Ahrens will hit the three. So Ahrens strokes in another three-pointer. She's got 12 points in the ballgame. Ahrens pressuring the ball right now as Brown has it. They double-team her, and it's going to be a little push. Whistled on Shelby Brown. That'll be an offensive foul on her. So a little bit of a push. And we got a timeout. Exactly 2 minutes to go in the basketball game. 50-36. 14-point lead here for Elm Creek. Pleasanton calls the timeout. We'll take it with them. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance, Kearney. Again, our score 50-36. Timeout. We're back right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Pleasanton with the inbounds. Very quickly, they kick it into the left corner. Kayla Stubbs, three-pointer, no good. Offensive rebound. Tipped down to Anna Pritchard. Pritchard can't get it. Jumper right side for Aarons. Aarons' shot won't fall. Rebound goes out of bounds. The officials get together. Last touch by the Bulldogs. So Pleasanton had a couple of looks at it and couldn't quite come up with it. And some nice rebounding, the kick out, and the score remains 50-36, 14-point lead for Elm Creek. And they've got the basketball now. Sutherland, double-teamed, has it tipped. Coming up with the steal here is going to be Kayla Stubbs. Stubbs pass up ahead for Aarons, a little bit too far, and that'll be a turnover. Well, that is not a bad pass, even though it didn't work out, because if you make the catch, that was going to be a layup. Elm Creek with another timeout here with a minute 34 to go. It's 50-36. Timeout for the Buffaloes. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents love to talk about satisfied customers and how they got that way.
I remember Bob and his old motorcycle. They were joined at the hip. Then somebody helped themselves to it. But because he insured it right, Shelter helped him get a new anniversary edition of the same model. Bob still misses his old bike, but he admits his new seat is a lot more comfortable.
Motorcycles to riding mowers, RVs to bass boats, we've got you covered.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Joe Methy.
Well, it does appear that moving on to the finals will be the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes. They lead at 50-36 with a minute 34 to go, but Mike Ford not taking any chances here. Once they call the timeout, make sure that they got everything straightened out here. Sutherland will inbound it. They pass it up ahead here for Jonak. Jonak lost the basketball as it's going to be stolen away there by Kara Dowell. So quickly, here come the Pleasanton Bulldogs. They'll get right side for Dowell. Dowell kicks in the corner. Three-pointer for Aarons, no good, and the rebound by Brown. So Brown is able to pull down the defensive rebound after the miss, and Pleasanton's not going to foul here as Brown on the dribble is fouled on the side. And she's going to go to the free throw line here, as that's now 9 team fouls that have been whistled on the Bulldogs. That's going to be the third that's called on Taylor Nichols. So Brown, that's now 10 fouls. That is the 10th. So it's only 2 free throws for Brown, and the first one is no good. Shelby Brown, 13 points, 14 rebounds here in the ballgame. Mackenzie Deo's got 13 as well for the Buffaloes. Mickey Aarons off the bench, a dozen points for Pleasanton. Free throw rolls around and no good. She missed both of them. Coming down with the rebound is going to be Mallory Pates. And Pates will give it off here for Autumn Pritchard. Pritchard, jump stop, gives it off on the right side for Dowell, and she'll hit a three. But Kara Dowell drains the three-pointer. Pass up ahead here for Brown. Brown gets it ahead to Sutherland. Sutherland, with 40 seconds to go, is going to be fouled. A little ball fake that got Kayla Stubbs up a little bit too high, and when she came down, she committed the foul. That is going to be her fourth. So Sutherland is going to be shooting a couple of free throws. And Sutherland's free throw is up and good. 51-39 with 42 seconds to go. By the way, the Ravenna girls over Wood River in the Luplac Conference quarterfinals, 50-46. On our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9. Kearney Catholic and Adams Central boys coming up next. Second free throw good as well. So a couple of nice free throws there by Sutherland. And it's a 13-point lead. Pressure being put on the ball. Pritchard on the dribble. And we've got, I think, a foul being called. Yeah. Running through a screen was Elm Creek. And so that'll shut the clock off. And to the free throw line is going to go Mickey Aarons. Running through that screen is going to be Hannah Robbins, and that's going to be her third foul. So Aarons at the free throw line, front end of the 1-on-1 is no good, and snagging the rebound here is going to be Dowell. Jumper up, no good. And the basketball in the hands of Sutherland, has to cross the timeline. They'll kick it off left side. Jumper no good here for Deo. Deo's shot won't fall, and we've got a hell ball after the miss. And 15 seconds to go here. 52-39. Elm Creek inbounding and going to be moving on. Sutherland gets it to Deo at the free throw line. And Deo will stroke in the free throw. The jumper from the free throw line. And with 7 seconds to go, kick into the corner. Three-pointer no good. Brown with the rebound. And that is going to do it as she just has the basketball on her hip. And that will do it. Shelby Brown will end the game with a rebound. That's been a common occurrence. She finished with 15 rebounds, 13 points on the night. Mackenzie Deo with 15 points to lead the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes to a 54-39 win here at the Vero Events Center. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups, and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center as we already have one finalist for the Fort Kearney Conference Girls Championship game, and that will be the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes. They pick up a 54-39 win over Pleasanton, and of course Pleasanton will play for third place. We'll have that game for you Saturday as well, beginning at 2 o'clock. That'll be the first of four games that we do for you. We'll have the girls' consolation game at 2, followed by the boys' consolation game at 4. At 6 will be the girls' championship game, and then we'll have the boys' championship game at 8 o'clock. So we know one of the finalists, one of the consolation players, and we'll find out who that other matchup is going to be, as Amherst will be doing battle here in just a moment with Overton, and we'll have that game for you coming up in just a few moments right here on ESPN 1460. So once again, our final, Elm Creek 54, Pleasanton 39. Let's take a look at some of the team numbers that we have for you. Unofficially, 23 turnovers for Elm Creek compared to 20 for Pleasanton, but rebounding really dominated by Elm Creek. Unofficially, I had them for 33 rebounds in the basketball game compared to only 20 for Pleasanton. And shooting free throws, well, Elm Creek got to the line a whole lot more, and they went 11 of 20 from the line. Pleasanton was 2 of 6. Three-point shooting, Elm Creek was 5 of 13. Pleasanton got hot. They shot 7 of 16. And overall from the field, 19 of 46 was Elm Creek. 15 of 45 was Pleasanton, so Elm Creek with a 54-39 win. They outscored him from the free throw line and the field both, and so a 15-point lead win here for Elm Creek. And so we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the individual numbers coming up as we continue with the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. We'll do the individual numbers when we come back right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids. supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Welcome back here to the Misco Sports Post Game Show. Again, a win here tonight for the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes, 54-39, and they'll advance to the Fort Kearney Conference Championship. Well, they'll take on either Overton or Amherst. We'll find out who that is here in about 15 minutes or so here at the Viero Event Center. Checking the numbers here for Pleasanton. Leading the way for them was Mickey Aaron. She finished unofficially with 12 points here in the basketball game as she hit 2 3-pointers. Kayla Stubbs hit 3 3-pointers. She finished with 9 in the game. Taylor Nichols with 6. Mallory Pates with 4. Kara Dowell with, four, 3 points. And Autumn Pritchard with 3. Kristen Tallis with 2 points here for Pleasanton, who now falls to 5-15. On the season, but they will be back in action on Saturday as they'll play for the consolation game, which will begin at 2 o'clock. For Elm Creek, they are now 12-6 on the season, and they were led by Mackenzie Deo. Deo, unofficially, I had her for 15 points in the ball game. Shelby Brown with 13, Cassie Sutherland with 9, Corinne Chonak finished with 8 unofficially, Hannah Robbins with 7, and Shelby Ferguson with 2 points in the basketball game. And again, rebounding, what a great night for Shelby Brown. She finished unofficially with 15, Mackenzie Deo with 5, and Hannah Robbins with 4. Sutherland and Shelby Ferguson both finished with 3 for the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes, who now will play in the Fort Kearney Conference Championship against either Amherst or Overton. And that is our next matchup that we'll have for you right here on ESPN 1460. We'll step away for about 5 to 7 minutes or so, and then we'll be back for coverage of that game. Once again, our final here tonight, it was Elm Creek 54, Pleasanton 39. I'm Randy Bushcutter for engineer Jeff Babel back in the studios. Well, thank you for joining us. We'll be back in about 5 or 7 minutes for our second game, Amherst and Overton, coming up next right here on ESPN.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of KXPN and the KXPN Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.